Just talking yesterday about how great the weather was, and we haven't been inside for a minute of practice that we didn't plan on being in. But, you know, this was the last training camp day. I thought we've had a very, very productive camp. The guys have worked extremely hard, and, you know, we're looking forward to playing Houston on Saturday night.
So, is there anyone that comes to mind immediately when you think of two or three guys who really elevated themselves this camp?
You know, I think a lot of guys, you know, some of the younger guys, some of the first-year guys that we've had last year, going into year two, have improved. Mike Agnew's really improved an awful lot, I think. He's a guy that we're real excited about. I think Olivier Vernon's taken another step forward. Jonathan Martin, Lamar Miller. A lot of those young players that we had. Josh Cadu's another guy that I think a year ago at this time was kind of feeling his way through, and he's made a lot of progress. So I think the first to second year guys have done a nice job.
Talk about the decision to cut Dan Carpenter now.
Well, it's been a competition that's been ongoing. We've been evaluating it closely. We just felt this was the right opportunity to do it for both parties, really. You know, Caleb Sturgis is going to need time to practice and prepare. Game-like situations, the more game-like situations he can get in, the better. That certainly was part of it, and we felt it was the right time for both to do it.
So what's your confidence level if you have Caleb in as a big
Very high. Very high. Yeah, we, you know, like what he's done. He's very professional. He's very, liked his demeanor on the sideline during the ball game the other night. He was very professional about things. Wasn't, you know, jumping up and down. Just did his job. Did it well. He's very serious about what he's doing.
Joe, the fact that he excelled in a big time program, lots of pressure, national TV games, all that stuff. Is that a consideration,
sure,
even going back to when you drafted him?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, sure. That had part of it. But, you know, the biggest thing is what he's done out here on the practice field and what he did on the game field the other night. Those were the things that really, you know, and how he handles himself in the building, how he works out, how he prepares himself, and all those things were, everything had a part in it.
Do you think for a young kicker there's as much pressure in an exhibition game trying to win a job as there would be, you know, in a game in December?
That's hard to say, but yeah, there's pressure. You know, there's pressure involved. You know, he's in a competition. We told him that the day we drafted him when we picked up the phone and congratulated him on being selected in the fifth round. We told him we had an excellent kicker here who was an excellent teammate and that it was going to be difficult.
How big a part of the competition, kickoffs?
Sure, it was part of it. Yeah, no question. It was part of it, but we definitely looked at that.
Question on Jones. Very competitive in the secondary, the role quarterback position.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of football left to be played. I mean, there's three full games to be played. So, you know, defensively, we're going to have upwards of 190, 200 snaps to evaluate here in the next couple of weeks. So I think it's there's still a lot of spots open. We haven't, nothing's in cement at this point in time. And, you know, guys have a chance to elevate themselves in how they perform in these games and in the practices here still left. Yeah, no question. I mean, you know, a guy like Will Davis is a young player that's, you know, got his hands on a lot of balls. He's been out here every single day and competing hard every day. He's a guy. I think Nolan Carroll's, again, had a good camp. He got his hands on the ball a number of times today inside. So, yeah, there's been a lot of players who had a chance.
Coach, would you put Jonas Gray also in that category as far as running backs? He continues to get noticed.
He's productive. I mean, that's the best thing you can say about him. He gets in a game, he makes plays, he's catching the ball a little bit better, and he's run the ball hard when he's been in games, and that's a good sign.
How confident are you sitting out there in court against Houston? How many snaps do you think he's going to play?
You know, he's a very bright guy. As you know, he knows our system, and you know, we'll make that decision at the appropriate time. But if we send him out there, we're going to have confidence in him. We're not going to send anybody out there on the field that we don't have confidence in.
Feel like you have to see Lance Lewis in a game to know if he's going to train?
Yeah, sooner as opposed to later. But, you know, yeah, we're going to look at the tape like we always do. We're going to evaluate, adjust our plan, and we'll make a decision if we feel like he's ready to play in a game.
When you take a step back, has this training camp been everything that you really realistically would hope for?
I think it's been good. I mean, as I've said before, we are probably upwards of about 2,000, almost to 2,000 competitive snaps against one another. When you add up the pass skellies and the half line run drills and the 11-on-11 drills. So we've got a lot of guys provided a lot of opportunity for guys to compete for a job, and hopefully at the same time taught them our system, taught them our schemes, put them in tough, difficult situations and see how they perform. So I think it's been a good camp.
Josh Smuda obviously gets a second chance to prove that he could be a starter. What do you think you hope he learned from that Jacksonville game?
Well, he's got to do a little bit better job in the pass protection. That's the one thing that he was that impacted him from a negative standpoint in the game the other night. So he's just got to do a little better with his feet and sliding and mirroring and keeping his body in between himself and the quarterback. It's really that simple. You know, it's not unlike a lot of decisions that we make throughout the course of the year. You know, we're always looking to improve and adjust the roster. We brought him in here, felt he had a good workout, and want to see what he can do.
Josh,